On this episode of Corona Brides, I talked to Jade, and she just got married on August 15th over the weekend. So her original wedding was canceled, of course, due to COVID. But y'all, she was able to just spin that negative into a positive, and she found a way to get married, to have the weddings of her dreams. And yes, she will still have something in 2021. But if you're a bride and you're kind of wondering what to do, listen to this episode, because Jade just has a really good outlook on what to do if you are in the same scenario. Welcome to this episode of Corona Brides. I'm your host, Jordy, and today we have a bride on who just had her wedding over the weekend. Jade, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right, Jade. So tell the listeners, was August 15th your original date, or did you have to postpone your wedding?
We definitely had to postpone more than once. Originally, we had April 11th of 2020 of this year for our first wedding. I keep calling them my first, second, third weddings. It's crazy. I tell my now husband, it's so weird to say that, because for the last year and a half, I've been saying, I tell my fiance this and that, and I'm not used to that.
I agree. Me either.
It's a crazy change, but I keep telling him, you know, it's not like a April August wedding, like it's hard to go back and forth. But anyway, I totally lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
Distracted by puppies over here. So
y'all have a baby. That's great.
He was our wedding present to ourselves. Actually, we got him the day after our wedding on Sunday. Sunday.
What'd y'all name him?
Moose.
That's so cute.
All black boxer with piercing blue eyes, and he is just the cutest. So
that's so fun. You know what? That's the way to do it, girl. You get married, you get a dog, you're like, right. All right, we're doing this from the back. From the
husband, puppy, 24 hours, like my life's great.
Bring it on.
The 11th was our original date, and it was really hard to pull that trigger to, you know, postpone the first time around, just because we had so many expectations. I think if COVID's taught us anything, it's to just kind of roll with the punches. And it's okay to plan, but it's also okay if it like falls apart. Like it'll happen the way it should. It did. So we got a little hopeful and planned for, you know, 4 months later for August 15th. And we go up to Minnesota every year. My stepdad's from Minnesota, so we do the 4th of July on the lake. And we were up there with all of, you know, if we had the wedding we wanted, we would have a ton of out-of-town family coming in. So everyone at the lake was pretty much saying, that's kind of risky right now. And, you know, things are starting to get worse. I think in the beginning of July things were getting better, and then within like a week after we sent our new save the dates, things just started crashing down again. And so like, great, okay, let's make different plans, just because, you know, we could have invited everybody that we invited, and we could have had whoever was brave enough to come and have the wedding that way. Who was there was there, who wasn't we understood. But it got down to a point where we have very special people in our lives. I mean, everyone is, but you know, you also have those people that you couldn't imagine having a wedding without, and you don't want them to have to sit there and make the hard decision. You know, I want to go, but I'm uncomfortable, and that's not fair. Like, you don't want anyone to be uncomfortable. And so we kind of just made it a immediate family only intimate gathering. We're tired of waiting. Like, we'll have a big ceremony and everything like that in April with everybody, basically repeat and then celebrate after. But we were tired of waiting. So we're like, let's just keep our date. Our venue is Don Strange Ranch in Bernie, Texas.
Oh, and yeah. So was your original venue the Don Strange Ranch?
Yes,
in April?
It was.
So it's always, so you kind of kept it the same, just changing the date. Okay.
Well, and we weren't sure if we could do that at first.
Yeah.
So back in April, we thought, okay, come to terms, we have to postpone.
Right.
But what if we did a little backyard wedding, FaceTime everybody? This is still our date, you know, we'll just do that. And then we thought, well, let's just message Natalie and see if we can go out there for 10 minutes, do a quick ceremony, and then pack up and go. And Natalie has been, her and her team have been like a godsend. They are amazing. I can't rant and rave about them enough. Like, they're incredible. They're also, for future brides, they're also doing like a 50% discount for May right now of 2021, which is huge.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So anyone planning?
What is her, is she a coordinator for Dawn Strange, or what is
she?
She
actually just bought, she bought Dawn Strange, I believe, a year and a half ago.
Oh, whoa.
Or maybe awesome. 2 years ago. Yeah, she took over the venue aspect of the farm of it. So they also have like a catering business as well, but she does photography too. So you can kind of get a big bundle if you just head over to that venue. we had messaged her the week before April 11th and asked her if we could just come out there. And, you know, she was very kind and said, of course, this and that. But then Dallas, my husband and I kind of decided we don't want to do that. We'll just wait 4 months because we want everyone there. That was the whole point, is to get married in front of everyone that we love and care about. We'll wait.
Yes.
And then August came around. We're like, okay, I'm tired of waiting. Like, I love y'all, but we're ready to get married. And so we reached out to her again and asked if we could. And silly me, like, of course, I'm thinking, no, we'll just go out there, already dressed, spend 30 minutes and leave. And then it came to, okay, wait, Dallas doesn't want to see that dress. I have to go get a different dress, like a simple dress, totally new, whatever. And then, well, wait, we still need flowers. So I went fake flower shopping and made bouquets. And then it turned into,
wow,
we need a photographer. So it was just, it kept building. And our simple wedding that still looked simple, like, I'm so glad all the touches that we did that I wasn't planning on. I'm glad that we did them, because it made everything pull together so nicely. And when we went to Dawn Strange Thursday, the Thursday before the wedding, just because we were going to go outside and we wanted to see which way we were getting married, in the grass instead of the barn for this wedding. Cause Dallas, silly him, wanted a different background. Like, it's so funny what guys are so picky
opinion,
about.
Girl, he's
yeah,
like,
and it's like
wedding too.
It's just funny, like, things that you wouldn't expect him to care about, he does. And so, we decided to get married in the grass next to the barn, which was still really pretty. But we were like, okay, well, which way do we face? And so we get there and do a little run through, and they have an arch for us to use, so it's not just a plain background. And I asked Natalie, of course, like, how much extra is the arch? Just let me know. And she said, don't worry about it. And then I get there and we're doing the run through, and her assistant asked if we had a videographer. And I said, well, we do for April, but not for this wedding. And she said, oh, well, I have a friend that asked me last week if I had anyone coming through, that he'll do it for free. Just let him know to be here. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
No,
like,
way.
And it was, he was there. He was there before I was. Like, we got there at 5:30. The wedding was at 7:30. He got there and was waiting on us to get there. He helped unload our truck. Like, he was the kindest man. His name is Kyle. I don't remember his last name. I'm going to go look it up. But he was so sweet. He stayed there until we did cake and champagne, which I didn't even know we were doing. I thought I had the video. I had the photographer for an hour, and then I thought we were leaving. Well, Natalie let us stay there like for 4 hours, like well past 9:30. And I'm sitting here like,
awesome.
I feel like we are taking advantage. Like, we basically just had a completely free wedding here, and we're going to have another wedding in April here. Like, her team, I couldn't imagine getting married anywhere else. They were,
wow. Well,
absolutely amazing.
I was going to ask, because looking at your photos, I was like, where is this? This is absolutely gorgeous. I love the trees. I love the arch and the flowers. So you did the flowers on that yourself?
Yes, I bought, I went to Amazon. Thank you. My bouquet, my friend and I went to Hobby Lobby and Michael's and picked some flowers out and cut them and super glued them all together. We made the boutonnieres for the guys. And then the arch, I just ordered 2 vines of eucalyptus. Like, it came in a package of 3 each, and they were 6 feet. And so I just bought 2 boxes and threw them around that thing. My sisters put it together. I just bought all of that. But they were doing that while I was getting ready day of.
Yeah, that's so fun. So let me, I'm gonna go over this with the listeners because I feel like this is such a good idea. So you had your wedding planned for April. See, mine was in May. A lot of us, I feel like, had that spring wedding. We wanted it to happen and it couldn't. None of us could get married. It's been so wild. Unless some people just did like a Zoom wedding, but like I was with you, girl. Like I wanted my people there. So then moving on to August, you basically got to have, I it was it like kind of like the wedding of your dreams. And then now you get to have another wedding in 2021.
Right.
That's
And I will
awesome.
say I was kicking myself because Dallas, suggested that we just do this in August, in April. And I'm like, no, we need our friends, our family, this and that. And I'm like, man, if I knew now what I knew in April, we would have done this in April and then a year later had the party with everybody. Like, date wise, it seems a little bit more efficient. And then I'm thinking, well, I wish I kept beating myself up,
Well,
the
here's
day
the
before
thing.
the wedding.
Yeah, we here's the crazy thing. If you were anything like me, you probably thought by like June that it was going to be okay. Like
Oh, I totally, we
things are
almost did
back to
June.
normal. Yeah, that's what I
Yeah.
thought.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you did, I feel like the knowledge you had in April, you made the best decision and you went with
Right.
it, right?
Yeah. And then I was like, if we're gonna do a little just us, marriage, let's go to the mountains. Let's go somewhere cool, this and that. Like, and then we'll come back and celebrate. Like, people elope all the
Oh,
time and
for
come
sure.
back and have a huge party, and I'm like, that's a great idea. But I know that our families, not all of them, like I have four sisters, they wouldn't have all been able to make it.
Right.
And money's tight, traveling's tight. You don't want to make everyone travel during COVID, And so
Exactly.
the day of the wedding, I'm like, this is perfect. I'm in my hometown where I grew up. I'm with my family. I'm with his family. It was basically a high school reunion because our officiant, I went to high school with, and so did Dallas. And Dallas and I went to high school. I should have told you that before, but we went to high school together and didn't start dating
Oh,
until like 5 years after.
I
But
love
our
that.
officiant went to high school with us. My photographer was my best friend in high school. My makeup artist was my best friend in high school. Like, it was just really cool having so many people that I grew up with be there. And I'm like, man, if we went to the mountains or somewhere cool, the pictures would be great, but it wouldn't have been as special because I didn't have all my people there.
I
So.
agree with that. And I think one thing that COVID does is it really makes us sit back and think, like, what is important to us? What is absolutely number one and the most important thing? And I think that is one thing all the Corona brides have in common is
Right.
we ask ourselves that question and we all have the same answer. And it's that our loved ones are there and that our loved ones are safe. And I feel like it's one of those times where who would have thought we would have had to actually make these big decisions? But we do, and we went with it. And it sounds like you were just like go with the flow kind of girl. And that's awesome because it just, like I said, your
Yeah.
pictures were so pretty.
Thank you. Yeah, it was COVID really taught me a lot. And I, when we posted for the second time that we were postponing, I remember in my post, I let my first line was, who knew it'd be so hard to get married? Like, who knew? And I've been telling everybody, like, okay, I've basically planned four
That's
weddings.
what I
I did the one in
said.
April,
Yes.
August.
We should all
I'm a pro
become wedding
now.
planners because if we can get through this, like we can offer all these suggestions. And that's what is so
Right.
funny because, like I said, a lot of the people listening, they need advice and they listen to the
Yes.
podcast because they're like, well, what did this bride do? Okay, well, this one was a destination. She couldn't fly. So now she's moving it to her hometown or whatever the situation may be.
Yep.
And that's why I really wanted to do this podcast so people could really get an idea as to what others are doing and maybe it helps them get through and decide. And like I said, so far, every single one has been so different, which I love. It has just been so interesting and just getting to know all the Corona brides, it's
Yeah,
so fun.
that part surprised me, but I love that. I love that everything is so different. And just going back to like when I was talking about my videographer, that was really truly a blessing because the one thing that I was stressing about that day was, okay, I have my iPad, I have my stand, I need to get this on video. Like, we were going to do a live and decided not to. Well, I kept stressing on where to put that dang tripod for like people to watch me go down the aisle and then
Yeah.
watch the front of the, like, where to put it. And I started getting ready and I completely forgot about it and nobody set it up. There was no iPad. There was no video. But we ended up having a videographer. And so I was just sitting there like, I was stressing and stressing about this one thing. And then I ended up getting this thing that was so much better. And I just need to
so
let go, you know, and just... It's crazy, but I'm glad that you have this podcast out, and I'm glad that you're interviewing so many different stories, because I think a lot of future brides and past brides, like, I think some people still need to cope with what's going on, and some people are still having a hard time dealing with the decision that they were forced to make, and I totally get that, and I think, like I said, future brides are really going to benefit from this podcast. So
yeah, well,
I'm excited for this.
Thank you so much. And what, like, let me ask you this. What would be your advice to other brides that are in this situation?
You know, I'm a worry wart, and I'm a very sweat the small stuff person. I really am. I've had a peptic ulcer from stress since I was in fourth grade. That's just who I am. And it takes a lot for me to remind myself, like, it's okay to plan, but don't freak out when they don't work out, you know,
yeah,
like
true.
Let go, let God is a big saying that I've been trying to like cling to. And it's just, do not sweat the small stuff, like nothing. Even if there were no COVID, your day is not going to go exactly how you planned it, but it will still be perfect in the end.
Yeah, that is
every time.
That is a good point, because it's not COVID or not. Weddings are weddings, and there is always something. Like, I've heard stories of a cake falling and all these things. And
half the times people don't notice what went wrong or that you were missing something. Like, you might later, or maybe even a month after your wedding, like, oh my gosh, you know what I just realized? You know, it's not anything that's going to stick out like a sore thumb. And if it does, then you've got a cool story.
It's so true. And we do. I feel like that is one cool thing, is that we at least have it was stressful at the time trying to figure things out. But once we did it, you know, we're going to be the Corona Brides of 2020. And
everybody,
you know, it's just one of those things that we'll always remember. So did y'all get to do a little honeymoon?
So that was the biggest disappointment of postponing our wedding wasn't postponing the wedding. It was postponing the plans we had for after our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas and I have been together for a little over 4.5 years, and we both want kids, but he's been wanting kids since like when we first started dating. And my only rule was, hey, I want to be married first. Like, that was the only thing. It wasn't, you know, it was just a preference. And I have no problem with anyone who does their life a different way, you know, like,
yeah,
that's just something that was my personal goal. And it's kind of a joke in our family, because all three of my sisters had babies before they got married. So they're all like, you're the one, you have to do it. And now it's just kind of a joke. Like, it's not really a high and mighty thing. It's just a funny thing.
Yeah.
And so I keep telling Dallas, like, you've waited 4 years, you can wait this long. And so after the wedding, we were going to, I'm a teacher for Tomball ISD, and I wanted to go. We were going to go to Europe. We already had the plane tickets and everything. We were going to be there for a month backpacking.
Oh, wow.
And I figured June's perfect. I'm already off of work. I don't have to take off. So, like, you know, wedding in April, honeymoon in June, right when we come back, we'll start trying to have kids. And so even though we're technically married, I have a dress I have to fit into in April. So we're like, okay, we'll wait till April to have kids. And like, that's just the hardest thing for us, is having to cope with pushing our life back a whole nother year.
Yes. And I think that is what a majority probably would be hung up on. That's what I was hung up on too. But the fact that y'all were, so are y'all going to get to go to Europe next year? Maybe
we're hoping. I mean, if things go down, cool out, and you know, flights are okay, then we will, like, we got our money back completely. So we'll just rebook good. It. Yeah, we were really, really, we've been blessed with so many things that have like gone wrong in COVID or our weddings. Like, everything's turned out to be something better, and it's just great. The week of our supposed to be wedding, we actually took a trip to Fredericksburg. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be anything special. We grew up in Bernie, so Fredericksburg is like right around the corner, but we stayed in an Airbnb. We love to Airbnb everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed in a treehouse in Fredericksburg.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. So, like, we've gone to Fredericksburg, but we got to stay there for the weekend. Usually it's just day trips. And we stayed there for the weekend and checked out some sites that we don't normally see when we visit with family, or going to dinner at places we've never been to. And the treehouse was cool because they had, like, a record player, which I love records. And so we got to take that outside and like on the hammock under the stars, drinking wine with the records. It was just a really cool, not so honeymoon.
I love that though. That's so peaceful.
We make sure to still take time and celebrate.
Absolutely. And just to have that time and those memories, like y'all are just going to get so many more memories off of this, which is perfect.
Right.
Well, Jade,
there's always a silver lining and something positive to look for. So
you know what? And that's the attitude everybody needs. Like you have to be able to spin that negative into a positive, no matter
there's what. There's always something. It's hard, but it's doable. And I have this tattooed on my body because it's one of my favorite sayings, but it's everything has beauty, but not everyone can see it. And so sometimes it just takes time taking a step back to notice
it's
like
true.
There's positive. You just gotta look.
There is positive. There's positive in everything. Well, I absolutely love your attitude, Jade. And I know that the brides are gonna love hearing this story. And even some of the mothers that listen to the podcast that are trying to plan a wedding for their daughter. Like,
of course.
It's just there's so many people involved in a wedding. And so this is wonderful. So thank you so much for being on with us today. And I wish you and Dallas and the new puppy the best.
Thank you so much for having me, Jordy. It was fun.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that episode of Corona Brides. And I just thought that Jade, she just had a really great outlook about everything that you should do. And like she said, it was her fourth wedding that actually got to happen. And just kind of knowing what to do, whether or not you stick with your date, whether you have a small wedding, but it sounds like she did exactly what she needed to do. And I love that some of the things that she was worried about, they worked out and even better than originally planned. And guys, that's the big takeaway that I want you to know from this podcast, and especially her episode that you just listened to. Sometimes you think that something is so big and it's just not going to work out how it's planned, but little did you know, it could even work out better. So you just never really know. And all of us Corona Brides are in this together. So guys, thank you so much for listening. I have another podcast coming to you next week. We're going to talk to more Corona Brides, more vendors, and just, you know, keep talking about the Corona Brides of 2020. So we'll see you next time, guys.